Watson Hall presents. Crown Green. A Cthulhu Eternal Cold War adventure. With Shimon Begg as the GM.
Anyway, I wrote a scenario. I can't remember it now.
Yes. Let's
do you remember anything?
I'm playing Crispin Worthy, I believe, is what I remember.
I think you are.
In that case, I've got the
jobbing
right
actor.
Sheet out.
Oh, I've still got my game running.
Jobbing actor with a forklift license.
Yeah.
I am Emily Epsworth.
I appear to be
electrical whiz.
In a community of jobbing thespian martial artists. I may have misread this, but...
No, that's correct.
I'm Robert Bugle.
That's right.
Attorney at law. No, that's Lionel.
You're an experienced waiter and smoother of ruffled feathers. And Frank is busy. So... Let's see, you had helped rescue some people after a boat overturned while you were on a moored, one of those floating bars.
I had a weird dream.
You had a very weird dream,
I'm so glad Dr. King
weird dreams, I think.
Like
I had a weird dream.
Frank saw something under the water. He didn't particularly... tell us about it. He got an impression of something.
And there was a posh bint who also had a weird dream.
That was certainly your impression, yeah.
And then we catered for some very posh knobs at a... Was it a black tie do in some embassy?
It was a diplomatic function at a posh things. They're all pretty close to the town. And you eavesdropped on a Nigerian bloke who was saying, yes, I've done all the things you asked me for, now please stop it.
Was that the man in the bush?
That was the man in the bush.
The man in the bush was Ernest.
Well, he certainly sounded it.
And he was talking about a man called Samuel.
Yes, who is his boss.
Bloody hell, have you written some notes, Mark?
I have written...
Ernest
1, 2,
and Samuel.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words. Ten, because I actually wrote my ticks down, and first aid is 2 words.
Oh, I've written my ticks down, yeah. Never mind. Never mind the notes. I've
stuff your ticks. Notes. Stuff your adventure. I want my ticks.
Ticks can be provided with Lyme disease. What you get for hiding in bushes.
Very rare. Much more likely to get tick-borne encephalitis. Mm.
To be honest, in a
tick,
a bush
tick.
In the middle of London in the 90s, are we? Lost my track.
90s, yeah.
Not
yes.
so likely to get a tick, I'm
you
afraid.
You might get a shepherd.
You might get a shepherd.
Might get a prick.
More likely to get arrested than anything, I would have thought.
Yeah, I should think so.
Tell that to the Welsh secretary of the day, whose name I've forgotten.
Good story so far, go on.
Soliciting... well, he was soliciting for a...
That's
on the Common. No, that's a little bit later.
The New Labour Welsh
secretary. That was
97, wouldn't it be?
That was on the Common, so it was later, because it was around the very early noughties.
Certainly sounds naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah.
So you are currently dealing with, you're still you're still managing to get to work on the, every few days you have an event to do. But, the fog's got really bad recently. There's quite a lot of, griping about it. There's a bit of a rise in, petty crime and people worrying about, lurking.
Well, we've seen the lurkers.
Exactly. And, you supers being mentioned in all press and so on. You have, of course, received the handout called Suckers.
send us the link.
Can you link us up
for the handout session, I'm afraid.
What sort of role playing session do you think this is? I think I'm made of money. Sadly,
it's not Critical Role. Let's put it that way.
Handouts and stuff are in this folder.
Which one are we looking at?
You have seen Suckers, which John was saying. I'm going to have to ask you about the editorial side of that.
Oh yes. Oh, I remember that one. My Suckers. Revura Performance.
Yeah.
Porn-addled Euro graffiti gangs.
Mm-hmm. You also found evening.
I'm really shocked that it's 25p.
What else did you find? Found something. Did you find dogs? No. You found.
Well, we've had Suckers. And,
murder mysteries.
We have had
murder
dogs,
mysteries. London Rag Murder Mysteries.
You gave us a few right at the end.
And the Evening Standard Murder.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a dead milkman thing, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got a dead milkman.
Luckily, I actually have all three where she says last opened.
Brilliant. So, that's very good. Sorry, he's not got one that says one selected, and I'm not sure what that is. Let's collect on something.
And the crowd say one selected.
The dog's one reads murder mysteries. Have we read these out?
I can't remember. You have, yeah.
Okay. Then forget it.
Save your voice, you sound a bit croaky.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, you're sort of getting by. You've had some slightly weird things going on, but.
Yes.
As always, you have more work coming up. Is there anything in particular you wish to do before your next load of work?
That's a question.
I would be focusing on work and make sure everything's tip top. I wouldn't let myself be distracted by these external stuff.
Probably working on various different pieces.
So Crispin is heading off at the various ungodly hours to attend
his phone
auditions and
to make tea,
look for possible openings,
up and down, wait for the phone, make more tea.
Go and stand in. Do you do the ones where you sort of go and stand in a queue with 50 other people and?
Only 50.
Yeah.
I'm in.
He's.
If he's trying to make a living as an actor.
Oh, what's the name of that film?
Mindhorn.
With Ken. Oh, thank you.
Stop trying to brogue.
Go on then. Crispin, as you are heading back from. You know, we'll call you. Don't call us.
Thank you very much.
Heading back yet again from one of these things. It really is quite foggy, a bit awkward. You actually see a couple of people spraying something slightly indecipherable on the side of a wall.
Oh, for God's sake.
It'd have to be on the side of a wall. If it was on top of a wall, it would be very small. Anyway.
Some people like to limit themselves artistically.
Yeah,
more of a challenge. Yeah. Not a
we have seen news of creepy door.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're armed. They've got spray cans. I haven't got enough laundry tokens to risk this.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Big headphones as well. Big headphones.
What are they? What are they spraying? Just while they've got their backs to me.
You'd say abstract is probably the closest. You can come to it. Doesn't really make very much sense.
No, well, neither does spray painting somebody else's wall. But you know, right? Well, if I can't tell what it is, I'll.
You perhaps get the impression they may be on some substance or other from the
paint can. they got.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Lungs are
kind of
completely
lurking around slightly oddly.
God, well, I'm getting away from there then. You never know if these people are on something. They'll be looking to mug somebody like me under the impression that I've got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very sensible. Yeah. Stay away. Have you got any kind of... You've definitely got some sort of artistic appreciation
Well, I've got painting.
Skill, I'm sure.
I don't know if I've got artistic appreciation.
Why don't you give me a roll on painting, which is the appropriate skill here?
I can't stop myself from going over and saying, no, out of the way, give me the can.
You've got the colour balance all wrong.
Using too much, it starts to drip. 32, yes, that's just over half. Sorry, no, that was my acting. That is under my painting, yes.
It's quite... Maybe it is more impressionistic than abstract, now that you sort of... As you're walking away and you glance back, you see it in a bigger kind of thing. And it's sort of bringing to mind, you know, it may be a while since you've seen any of that stuff, but some of those... apocalyptic paintings old churches, that sort of thing.
Yes,
it's got the kind of vibe to
cheerful,
it.
Cheerful, isn't it?
It's the rapture.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Thread. They probably saw it when they were too young. We were all too young.
Jeez,
we were all. Too
Everyone
young.
Was too young.
I watched it at 48, and I was too young.
Yeah,
I watched it when I was young as well.
I avoided watching it because like,
I could handle it being older, but.
No,
it is quite an amazing piece of television.
It is incredibly good. It is still good. One of the bleakest things I have ever had to watch.
The most horror thing.
I seek to exclude the bleak from
it's a sort of documentary. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like The Road, only less cheerful.
Really selling it there. You scurry home unmolested, Christopher.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Can't molest me, I'm an actor.
At least do it in front of an audience.
Yes.
Okay. What are you up to, Emily?
So I heard this weird sound.
You did?
And I heard that weird sound in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm quite good with this sound malarkey.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And,
you should work in pictures.
Work has some quite good sound equipment. So I am kind of fiddling, shall we say, and possibly may have borrowed a Moog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Borrowed a what?
Synthesizer.
Okay. I thought it was like that. What's that sad looking cartoon character? The Moog.
You're putting in some hours on the audio mixing then?
I'm putting in some hours. I'm trying to capture that sound again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, they're a Hungarian rock band.
Ooh, interesting choice.
This is the one where you can basically fiddle around and change all the sounds. It's a long time since I've played with synths. So.
If it's an older one, you've got all the wires and cross-patching and plugging in it. Yeah.
Mm.
It's an analogue one.
Well, you think about it, back in the 90s.
Mm.
Yeah. Most people are going digital because it's cheaper, but yeah, it's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I'm using it, because it's probably been left in a cupboard somewhere.
Okay, so
can't paste them,
let's see how much progress you make on that before the next event. So give me your skill roll for that.
Just one moment, caller. I'm going to regret this on the grounds that I've decided that lovely though it is that the dice rolling app that I have seems to be one of the most biased pieces of kit I've ever
seen.
It's
not what you look for in a dice roll, that really, is it?
And I roll 90. Fantastic. So I haven't got a bloody clue.
You're making... It's just really hard to... Because it's a weird sort of sound. You know, it's not the sort of thing you're used to getting out of this kind of kit. So you kind of... you're getting towards the right sort of area, but it's you're perhaps coming to the conclusion that maybe what you need to do is consult a Foley library.
Okay.
Things that are a bit, you know, think around, see what you can find that might be a bit closer to it as a starting point.
Yeah.
You know people.
Maybe get a pheromone or something like that.
Did you say
you know some people?
Theramine.
Do you mean a theremin?
Theremin.
You did say moan, which was making me wonder if you'd got sort of a weird sort of oscillating smell that was making you horny or something. You know, some sort of strange, strange collision of the
new
two
scenario possibilities. Anyway,
the pheromone.
Sorry, I'm hand wavy things for things.
So yeah, you probably need to pay a couple of calls to some people or. Mm-hmm. You know, pop round to one of the colleges that you know has got.
Oh, if only I wasn't in one of the main cities for making music and sound libraries and stuff in the world.
Indeed.
Isn't that Nashville?
This isn't Nashville.
No.
Okay. So. Right. So you
this
will have
is a very nice. Beer, although I can't taste very well at the moment. Or hear or talk.
That may be working to your advantage.
You've had electric. Yeah, you've had electric boogaloo before.
I have had electric boogaloo before. I thought I'd treat myself to it.
Actually, treating yourself to a beer that actually isn't actually going to make your pee turn green.
Well, I've been taking a lot of B vitamins, so my pee is basically glow in the dark currently. So.
Excellent. What do you want?
It saves electricity when I'm going to the toilet.
Oh. You can see.
So that would imply I'm peeing
in the dark.
To see my
a bit like, you know, it's like the rat trail, isn't it? You know.
I have a lava light. To lamp the way. Anyway, enough of that.
So your next gig will come up.
Do we call it a gig?
Yeah, it's a gig.
I'm calling it a gig.
Call it a gig in the restaurant. No, I don't like that. That sounds unprofessional.
You look
behind the scenes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are off to Chelmsford to a country house.
Chelmsford.
Sort of afternoon event.
Colonel Mustard did it.
100 or so people, you know, nothing huge.
Well, that's good.
So, obviously, there are other people as well. It's not just you, but you are part of the team that is being sent off.
It's not one of these murder mysteries.
I can only ever think of Chelmsford one
too early for that, I think.
Just wrecked my ability to. Look at places the same.
Does Fatty need ring a bell? Well, she has to because of the leprosy. That's why they have to tell for 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sadly forgotten. Joe, I was watching some old Who Dares Wins the other day, which is like the precursor a bit to it. But that was a good show. It's not aged perfectly. But it was
no, but that was the one where I think they had word of the week was Noel Edmonds. A Noel Edmonds. And a Noel Edmonds is a vacuum that occurs within a pullover.
Yeah. It was very good. It said Jimmy Mulville's not on the TV so much anymore. It's because he's.
I think Hattrick's gone out of business,
he's
actually.
Producer character.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Pop into the loo.
Diddly.
In fact. Yeah. This is on topic because Chelmsford 123 might be on the telly at the time period we're in.
Possibly.
Maybe. Maybe it was a bit earlier.
Yeah.
That'd be another one of those where I think there were loads of them, but it's probably only 10 or something.
Possibly Blackadder?
Blackadder was. I remember
Blackadder
watching Blackadder
in
too.
89.
Did it?
Was that the last
one? 83
series?
For the first one, 85, 87, and 89, I think.
Oh, really?
I just Well, I just had a feeling there was some, oh, in which case then it might have been.
I remember Chelmsford 123 as a bit older, I think. 89, so I was 13 for the last. Yeah, that sounds a bit old.
89, so
El's been watching it a bit now. He's been quite enjoying it, though. Like me, there's lots he doesn't quite get. Oh. So look forward to him in the future having jokes that he both understands and doesn't understand simultaneously. That's my experience of some of the Blackadder jokes. Like when Baldrick gets shot in the cock with the archery. He's like, by lucky chance, my willy got in the way. No. Didn't know what he was talking about.
Really? That's the one you didn't get?
It was funny anyway.
I would have thought Jane Berrymore in a Y-shaped coffin Harrington was one.
I still and goes like a privy in door town, when the plague's yeah. in town. Hi, another joke I simultaneously don't get and get.
We've been going over our notes.
So, yes, so we're here.
Relevant notes, I'm afraid. We have a lot of separate notes.
No, just notes generally. I mean, you are an actor. It's a bit
what expected. TV shows were on at the time?
Yeah, he was trying to tie it into Chelmsford, but, you know.
It's a bit of a reach. So you go to Chelmsford for this event. It's okay weather, considering it's November, but it is primarily an indoor sort of thing. People, various posh people wandering around this rather nice country house.
I don't say mum at all. I stay out of the way.
And
you want a can of peas.
You kind of wander around offering them comestibles, directing them to the whichever thing is happening next. There's some light entertainment happening.
I'm sure there's some very exciting CDs that I've patched in, and then basically waiting for the chamber orchestra to get off their arses and do something. Anything for the love of God. Don't just sit there.
Yeah. But you know, they've got to tank up first. So it's it's a fairly old house. It's got an extensive collection of what would probably be described as ethnic artifacts.
Ah, because we're in the age of ethnic trousers as well, aren't we?
Indeed.
90s.
Ethics man is, of course.
Trousers were a thing.
Like MC Hammer.
No, they were just parachute pants. Kind of, you know, but with very often sort of tribal print type things. Or.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ethnic trousers.
I know everyone complains about the 80s, but.
Don't know why.
I'm not an 80s. I am. Whatever I am from the 80s, I am one. Anyway, carry on, Tim. So your problem is setting a scenario that's just within living memory for old guys whose memories are failing. So it's leading to some cautious...
And checking such and such then, you know, in case it might be relevant.
Yeah.
It never is.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything in particular?
Any sign of the chap who was here last time, Ernest Noifo?
Not at the moment, but maybe later. Who knows?
Was there anything in the news about him? I didn't read. You know,
give me a research role.
Given us the names, we probably should have looked into that a bit.
So my research is a massive 10%. And I have rolled 63.
You didn't notice anything. I probably would have had a look into them in case they turned up again. Only from a culinary perspective, you understand. Consequently, I can roll Organisation Law the Rich instead of
Research. You can.
Come on, look at that. I was eat that, Robin Laws. That's a bit of a narrative.
That's what that skill is for.
Yeah. But I shaped the narrative here a bit.
Don't start.
And I'll tell you what
shape
I learned.
The narrative. Death's too good for them.
I was about to say counterpoint the underlying metaphor. All of which is pointless because I've rolled 76 over 50.
The thing is, he seems to be a bit outside the normal, you know, whining and dining crowd that you're used to. He is an out-of-towner. You know, he is literally Nigerian.
Right, yes.
So he's...
But wasn't he educated in Eton or somewhere, or did I dream that?
I don't think I might have said so. It's entirely possible. But he doesn't seem to live in London. So you haven't particularly come across any other news. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so it's some musical type people talking about, you know, events that they've got coming up. It's some sort of, this seems to be an approximately birthday related thing for some rich person's child. But mostly it's an excuse for people to mingle and talk business and talk about various things.
Any interference? I am after the last one. I'm keeping an eye on that.
Nothing to notice. No, I mean it's a slightly awkward type of house because it's old. Some of the structure might be interfering a little bit with things, but no, nothing messing with the actual interference.
It's November, isn't it? I can run cables round the outside without anybody shouting at me.
Yeah, exactly. Nice, yeah. And nice.
It's all in the dark, and basically I'll pick it up in the morning when it's nice and light. And
You will... No, that's later.
Sorry.
Robert.
Hello.
A slightly giggly blonde will buttonhole you. You look like a man who knows how to get things done.
Of course. Do I know this person?
Give me a roll on your knowledge.
Is she one of the Spice Girls?
She is not one of the Spice Girls, but she looks a bit like she might be trying to be one of the Spice Girls.
Shall I roll a rich person?
Roll me a rich, yes.
If she's not rich, I don't really care.
You could just ask.
yeah, but I'd like to show how professional I am by saying, ah, oh, Miss...
Money Penny.
Gazumbits. Gazumbits.
Yes, no?
That would be a fail.
I don't think it's a Gazumbits.
Slightly interchangeable blonde.
Wait.
Wait, take your time.
That's a 49. Fuck's sake. That's a 49 to 60.
49 and
a
60.
That's a 40. I thought it was a 60. I've looked at it. It's a 4, not a 6.
That tallies.
So you didn't roll. So you didn't 69 after all.
I passed.
What's a good 90s interchangeable blonde name?
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam. Sam. Something.
We all know why we're thinking of that one.
I'm feeling.
Didn't she discover religion about this?
Did she?
Feeling a bit.
She discovered women.
You know
point,
this.
So I think that probably upset a lot of Sundays.
Party's a bit of a drag, and you know, feeling a bit down. You look like a man who might know how to get, you know, lay his hands on something to pep things up a bit.
See. Now, have I done this sort of thing before?
I don't know. This is a character decision for you.
I mean, I don't approve, but I'm trying to get ahead with rich people. And if I don't get them a bit of cocaine every now and then, what kind of a host?
The kind who doesn't get grabbed by undercover police, probably.
Rich, I'm just writing my ticks here.
It's all pure immersive role-playing, isn't it? That's what we're known for.
Okay, can I... Point in the direction of someone who could.
That seems like some sort of skill that you might have, perhaps? Do you think you have anything appropriate?
Well, again, organisation law, the rich, it seems to be. Or profession waiter. It's not really within my... They didn't teach me this.
Specifically with the waiter.
Foreign language, Spanish.
They're all a bit similar, honestly, aren't they? Go ahead, just give me a 50% roll.
Regional Law London.
Regional Law London, yeah. See if anyone you know is here that you have reason to suspect is in that line of business.
Jimmy the Snowman is over in the corner. I'm just imagining pointing over to this giant literal snowman with a scarf. bang on, 50.
Perfect, yeah. Jimmy is... You have, in fact, seen Jimmy walking conspicuously in a particular manner. He's one of those people who is clearly not rich, but often seems to be at these sorts of parties for unspecified reasons.
Well, it's who you know, isn't it? He's a very friendly sort, no doubt.
Very, very friendly. Always glad to do a friend a favour. Yeah, you are able to direct Sam. Oh, you are dear. Thank you.
Absolutely no trouble. And if I can interest you in any of the canapes later on.
Ooh, go
or
on,
a box
then.
Of
yeah.
tissues, then please.
When you get the munchies, have
and
the
possibly
these.
Some,
sure.
Some plastic surgery on your nose in a month or two.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She'll grab some, small sardine item from your tray or whatever it is. So to speak. So you have done a favour for Sam.
Not feeling great about it, but I'm not incriminated. So. Yeah.
Sorry, as you know.
You just gave us some information.
I did. I just pointed out.
You have reason to believe like probably sells drugs. Pilot. Yeah. Emily, you've had to wander around the house quite a bit to do the setup and check the sound setup in the various rooms that are being used. This is a we went to other people's countries and nicked a lot of stuff sort of house. You got any interest in that sort of thing?
No, not massively.
Not particularly. Your scene.
My thing is basically I'm into I'm into thrash metal,
mm-hmm.
and I get paid an awful lot for doing all this gig, so I can go to lots of gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a partner who's also into this sort of thing.
Yep.
And
oh God, you can turn on the radio and listen to John Peel at this point, can't you?
Mm.
Oh, it's God, it, yeah. I'm depressed now. Let's go and live there.
Well, and Johnny Vance.
Tommy Vance. TV
no, Tommy,
on the radio.
Tommy Vance. Bloody hell. Yes, Tommy Vance.
Yeah. So, Emily, you're sorting out the...
You also listen to Margaret Thatcher on the radio.
No, I am depressed.
As so often, someone has, turned up their mic far too high. Because they were feeling under-observed, and it's now causing horrible feedback issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will front of house mixing for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though that they didn't ask for that, they should have brought their own. Never mind, I can do that for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. No. The sort of staff at the house are doing a lot of the basic stuff, so you're really providing the more specialised. Canapé wrangling and bartending and type stuff.
Specialist canapé wrangling.
Emily, have you seen Vic?
Have I recently?
She went for a smoke break, but it was like 20 minutes ago.
No, I've been trying to sort out the sound on that bloody harpsichord.
If you see her, can you point her in my direction?
I'll Can I stick my head out? Okay, so I've got a rough idea of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I find a window where I could look over where she's going to be having a fag? Stick my head out. Can I see her?
You stick your head out a couple of different windows, and yeah, you see what is presumably Vic kind of standing around is really the only description I can give.
Vic!
Not paying any attention whatsoever.
Oh, stupid cow.
Give me awareness, alertness, one of those.
Let's go for alertness. and 18 under 60, which is quite good.
Yeah. No sign of smoking. There is, your keen eyes will spot the fag end on the ground nearby, but you do see a couple of earphone cables. Oh, so like she's listening to the radio or something.
Okay, I'll... They can't bollocks up the sound too badly in the next 5 minutes.
You
down one of the back stairs. And go out and grab her.
Okay, you head off in pursuit of Emily. Crispin, you are doing, you know, one of the reasons that you are good at this job is because you are able to slip into the conversational role required. Because a lot of these people really would quite like to talk down to somebody. And, you know, that's one of the reasons they enjoy these sort of parties. And you're good at assuming the conversational roles needed. So you tend to spend a certain amount of your time, you know, with the canapes, but blending and, yes.
Indeed,
really?
Sir.
Yeah, that sort of, exactly. That sort of thing. You have the polish, you have the, you know, you can slip between, you know, the sort of,
I'm sure
the highly educated.
Wouldn't really have done that, you know.
And, you know, raise the eyebrow and all, you know, all these sorts of things, you know. To fit the mood of the moment. So yeah, you've been circulating a bit with these toffs up in the long gallery. There's, you know, people holding glasses of champagne and holding forth, you know, just, well, of course, you know, I mean, place like this probably 300 or 400 years old, you know. Got any more of that?
Carefully swap glasses out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, this is... I mean, this is a bit more your scene. It is the long gallery. It's full of art. Artful, you might say.
I might point a couple of things out. But nothing too sort of deep. Possibly leaning more into, and I believe one of the most valuable paintings in here would be...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, give me again some sort of roll as you cast a keen eye 98. Around the collection. 98.
But isn't that...
That's probably a whistler,
isn't that
there?
The assembly points in case of fire sign? Ah, it may look like that, yes, but...
Snippers and peep, as they say.
The old Addis.
The person you are trying to entertain seems you slightly misjudge. You know, they seem a little bit peeved that perhaps you know too much or not enough or the wrong amount. But anyway, they will sort of swan off, leaving you idle for the moment. Mm. The bit you're in the moment, it's quite African themed. There's a lot of what is probably plunder around this area.
Yes, probably a lot of that about.
Little, you know, stones and ceremonial masks and bronze things, and but you know, also nice paintings. There's some paintings of nice colonial scenes. Seems a strange word. But some nice African scenes and some things of, you know, British troops pillaging various towns.
Fabulous.
That sort of thing. Charming. One of them looks. You do see one of them looks a little bit like the host.
Not in the Catholic sense, you mean? I'm just...
Well, actually, there's probably a couple of quite round, doughy people on there, but one of these this Courtney's expedition to Ibn Nine. The face of what is presumably Courtney has a touch of the portraits you've seen downstairs, and the self-important looking bloke in a suit who you saw opening ceremonies. There's some people loading a bunch of statues onto some carts.
In the
painting or around the house?
Well, just in the painting, really. I mean...
So they're not exactly statues; they're more stones which have been painted with various slightly abstract-looking patterns.
Oh, interesting. Anyone else for some fake champagne?
Yes.
To say it out loud. I'm just. Anyone else for some fake champagne? Oh, sorry.
Go on then.
Me, I guess.
You got any anthropology research?
I've got 40% in anthropology. Weirdly.
Yeah. Go on then.
38. That's a bit more like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so of the things around it here, there's quite a few things in this room which, for a start, would probably be fairly valuable, but would also be considered quite culturally important. Linguistics isn't exactly your thing, but...
Wait, you say that? No, it obviously isn't. I've got 20% in French.
There's these markings on those stones, but they don't look like any language you've seen, even the glimpses you've seen of other African things, or indeed the marking, the actual writing that's visible on any of these items around here. Probably artistic license or something.
Well, not much I can really take from that.
No, basically just a bit of curiosity there. You've got a suspicion you know how these people made their money.
Well, yes.
Emily, you head out into the garden. Being well outside London, it is not foggy here, and your feet crunch on the gravel as you head towards the completely inattentive Vic.
Oh God, she better not be high again.
Give me an insight roll.
Do we have insight in this? Is that not D&D?
I think it's insight.
Oh, insight. Oh, okay. I've got insight at 30%, but I rolled 74.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're perhaps too hurried to really pay attention. She's kind of bobbing away, listening to whatever it is. Got a Walkman out.
Gosh, it's probably a CD Walkman, isn't it?
Yeah, exciting.
It's not actually.
My jaw's. It used to break on an incessantly opportunity basis, so I always used to carry the tape one with me as well.
Okay.
Really handy, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You still look like bloody Batman with all the
utility belt full of.
Actually, if you've got a belt and just put a load of sports Walkmans around, it would indeed look like Batman's utility belt.
Paying absolutely no attention to you.
Go round in front of her. Are her eyes open?
She sort of, it takes a few Wave. Seconds, but she's just kind of. Hi, Emily. You're all right.
Pull one of her buds out.
What's up?
We are still working.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Who was after her?
Jason.
Jason is on your bloody warpath. Get your arse in gear now.
Sorry, I just sort of lost track. Oh, blimey.
You've been out here for 20... You've been out here for about half an hour. Get inside.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, let me just finish listening to this. I'll go right in.
No! Right. Okay. Is it a tape or are you listening to something on the radio?
She's got a tape cassette player thing.
Right. Okay. Tell you what. I've got the transit for all the kit. When we're driving back, we can put it on and you can tell me all about it then. Please God, let it not be the Spice Girls. Please God. Actually, no, it is too early for the Spice Girls, thankfully. And basically turn around, take the bud out of her other ear, press stop on the thing, take the music off her and push her back into the house.
You do so. I'm not going to ask any roles, but she is a lot like, obviously one is always reluctant to go back from a smoking break. But A, she's supposed to be a professional. She normally is reasonably professional. She is too reluctant. She is not keen to going back to work. This is not a good way to avoid getting fired.
No. Have a sniff. There's definitely... Was she just smoking a fag?
Yeah, just your basic cheap fag.
Yeah.
Her eyes look fine and stuff. She just seems
right.
Like her eyes keep darting to the Walkman.
Tell him it's you've had women problems and you're sorry you've had to pop to the loo. And I basically him inside.
You'll give it back later, though, right?
Yes. You can, like I say, you can listen to it with me on the bloody when we're on the way back.
All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, she'll sort of
go and you
meander back towards. You're pretty sure you heard. Well, that's not really a done thing to call out. But somewhere around the side of the house, you think you heard Jason's voice calling out for her.
Yeah,
so she's stage whisper.
So she's now inside, looking for him, which is the right way about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Jason. I was looking for you.
Must have missed you. Yeah.
Couldn't have been outside for that long. I had to go to the thing, and then had to answer a call of nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have obtained Walkman
and tape.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back to basically my wherever I've got the sound stuff, or drop it down there. I will pop the tape out. Just have a quick look at it. See, is there anything?
It is your extremely generic. Someone has copied this.
It is a C90.
Mm-hmm.
45, yeah.
Yeah. Grey plastic.
45 yeah. minutes of thing. Any writing on it on either the on the actual tape itself?
Yeah, it says mixtape on it.
Who's Mick? Sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Because. You know, Mick Mixtape.
I mean, when I have a break, I might just quickly have a quick listen, see if there's anything.
I got muted and you missed my joke.
What? You made a joke?
I mean, it's less funny now, but it was really good at the time.
Okay, go on.
So, do the... What does it say on the tape?
What does it say on the tape?
Well, no, don't ask me. Shim's the one who says...
Mixtape.
Who's says... Mick?
I see there's been a comical misunderstanding.
Based on a sort of a homonym.
A homonym. Mm,
early humanoids.
Mm. Yeah, based on Australopithecus. Big kiddly, ostratically thing.
Anti, distinctly minty.
Carry on. It was so funny. I wondered why is nobody laughing, and then
but surely, Nick, you've made jokes before and nobody's laughed.
Well, I did but do it twice, and then
because obviously every time that happened, he has been muted,
including in real life.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Continue.
Sorry. Yeah.
Whoever Mick is.
Robert, you continue. I've 10 minutes or so later, you see Sam striding briskly towards the ladies' room with gives you a wink.
I'll nod professionally.
It looks like.
You'll nod professionally at the drug dealer.
No, she's the
person. Oh, I see.
Best catered for.
We're okay, then.
She's the drug user.
The druggie.
Yeah.
Hey.
The junkie.
Mm. Yeah.
She's going very well. Make sure everyone's well up in it.
Yeah. The things seem to be going well. The sound system is finally behaving itself, and indeed the people using the sound system are mostly behaving themselves. That's fine. Is there anything else you want to do here? Or
well, when I get my break, I actually do want to listen to this tape. Is there anything excited on it?
You have your break. Are you going outside? Are you finding a quiet corner in the house?
Depending on what's going on, and depending on how bad these bloody musicians are, I might just do it on a channel on the mixing desk.
Yep. Okay. Interesting.
I'll basically have one can on.
Okay.
Just basically skipping through what tracks are there.
See what it is. So it doesn't really seem to have tracks as such. It's kind of a sequence of stuff. There's nothing written on it or anything, apart from mixtape. But as we were saying, ethnic is probably the word that it would be labelled with, at least. If you've spent much time in, the sorts of shops that are selling, incense sticks and, authentic hand-carved whatchamacallits and small Buddha statues and T-shirts with wolves howling on them,
Yeah, not so much for me, but Alex is really into that sort of thing.
Yeah. The sort of shops because they're all over the place. It's kind of that sort of stuff, but it's sort of chanty and kind of quite a rhythmic.
That stuff was very popular in the 90s. I had pure muse.
Bit of the old Gregorian chant.
How is it? Give me a roll on some sort of musical skill.
Wood art. How about art music?
That'll do.
I've rolled 18 again, which is worrying that I've rolled it twice, but under 40.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you've heard a fair bit of this stuff, and it's not really seeming to fit in with anything you know about. It's also a weird thing to put on a mixtape.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, it's not the usual sort of thing you put on something labelled mixtape. But it's weirdly amusical. It's chanting and kind of definitely not really got rhythmic stuff. Maybe it's Philip Glass was involved somehow.
I like Philip Glass.
Just give me a sound roll.
Bearing in mind, Emily, great at everything, not the most sane individual in the world. And would you believe I failed by one? I have a san of 35 and I've rolled 36.
I would believe that. Okay. I'm surprised you only failed by one.
So the good news is I get to...
Oh no, my san is 34 now, sorry. I don't
Because
I lost one last time, didn't I?
Okay, so the good news is I get to check how the san rules work here. I definitely remember how san rules work. Sanity rolls.
Is it different to the old cock feather?
I'm not sure, that's why I'm checking.
Okay.
Sanity. Fear protection. Don't know where it's sanity. Sanity! Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Would you like to flee, struggle, or submit?
Submit. Obey. Procreate.
Probably.
Right, you get a few there.
Submit. I'm not going to flee because I'm in the middle of... I'm sitting at my mixing desk.
This works well, yeah.
I'm not going to struggle because I'm in sitting at my mixing desk. So
Emily
kind of
doesn't
submit
seem like a submitter to me.
It works well in this context. Okay, so you lose 6 points of sun.
Okay.
Excuse me, okay. So hence, that takes me down to... So my sun is now 29.
Yep, yeah, hence the thing. And... Yeah, now you know how Vic was doing. Because you are wholly focused on listening to this. You're starting to realise you can actually pick out more patterns than you thought you could. And there's people chanting and the drums and some pipes, but I feel like there's some other sounds coming
up.
Both
cans are now over
my ears. Yeah. You do technically have a job to do, but that's not really very important right now.
Well, yeah, but also, to be honest, I probably look like I'm doing my job.
Yeah, exactly.
But I probably don't care either way.
Yeah.
Unless someone comes up to me and says, you do realise you should have put a CD on.
Oh, put that one on.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
However, you also gain 5 points of Cthulhu Mythos.
Oh, well, what a bonus.
Don't put that one up.
Mm. Yeah, it's concept album is perhaps the phrase that's going to mind here. You feel like you're starting to understand the idea behind this tape.
Oh god, it's Alan Parsons.
Okay. Crispin, you will be as you're turning away from these things, waving champagne as a slightly scholarly looking person is at your elbow. Interested in the paintings?
Well, it's hard not to be drawn in, isn't it? That's not a joke, obviously.
Oh, I see. Yes.
That's the politest of polite laughs.
Don't paint yourself into a corner, lad. Yeah.
You are much of an artist?
Oh, no. I've dabbled, of course, a little at university. But, almost shackle you, I feel, the traditional art history sort of art appreciation. An essential basis, perhaps, for one's learning, but you must break free and really explore the pieces yourself, I think. Are you a professional in this field?
Well, history, professor of history. Pamela Windringham. Charmed. Nice to find someone relatively normal at one of these affairs.
Ah, well, yes. To be honest, I'm a technically staff. Worthy. I'm worthy. Crispin.
Ah, I'm sure you are. Oh, I see. Honestly, I have to come to these things because there's some donors, such and such. The VCs want to make sure we make a showing and these sort of things between. Quite a lot of history here, but most of it probably shouldn't be.
Ah, is it something you'd rather see in a museum? More.
Belongs in a museum, yes, absolutely.
Belongs in an institution.
Well, most of it. I mean, there's no context for most of these things.
That's true. Rather lessens a piece, doesn't it?
Yeah, some scattered West African things, I suppose. But
of course, that's quite a large area, isn't it? I mean, we'll put things together. Oh well, this is African, but I mean, really, you might as well put something from China next to something from Dublin.
Yeah, well, pretty much, yes. It's rather a shame. I mean, I assume there's some sort of cohesion to... I mean, I think those paintings are something to do with this. I mean, this Courtney fellow was the chap who collected all this stuff. Has it collected? I mean, looted. But I don't imagine they bothered to make any sort of catalogues or really... I mean, we don't even know what most of these things are for, do we?
No. So, you're just here to sort of rub shoulders, are you, sir?
Yes, make a showing, and, at this point, now that everyone's had a few drinks, mostly avoid as many people as possible until I can discard her.
Well, shouldn't be too difficult, sir. I think everybody's been mostly getting their nose in the champagne.
And some other things from what I've seen in the ladies.
Oh, come on. Yes. Nothing to do with me. Oh, sorry.
She makes a cocaine gesture.
So the historian is a lady. Okay?
Mm, yes.
Okay, I don't think we actually got that bit right.
Her name is Pamela.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so hard to tell from the accent.
Historian of toilets. Yes, that's why he was in.
Yes.
There's a historical floater in the third cubicle that I. yes.
Been in the family for generations.
God, it's out now. Yes. The context is, of course, vitally important. I was looking at one of the pieces over there, and it's got some very interesting objects in it, painted stones of some sort, but of course I've no idea what that's about. Not a style I've seen before, just the one over there. Oh well, I suppose these things will remain mysterious.
Yes, I mean, whether there's anyone around who still knows is, of course, the question. I mean, I haven't seen those in the house, but I imagine they might be. I don't think I've seen them anywhere, actually. Certainly of the collections I'm aware of, but presumably they've been stashed somewhere if they weren't lost at sea, of course.
Oh yes, I suppose that happens a lot.
More than you'd think.
That's a damn shame, isn't it?
Big chunks of stone would be the first things overboard if there's a storm or something.
Yes, or they may even have brought them back as ballast, and who knows what had happened to them.
Yes. Terrific.
Oh, well.
Well, I shouldn't keep you, I suppose.
Well, delightful talking to you.
And you. The evening wends to... Or the afternoon will slowly wend... After about 45 minutes, Emily will gradually come to the realization that the tape has finished.
No auto reverse.
Would I not have found Emily? Well,
no,
at some
not on
point?
The not on the on the actual deck.
Oh, it's on the mixing deck.
It might be on the actual.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert, give me an insight. You're wandering around.
Yeah,
I see if you might have spotted that she is away with the fairies.
01.
Your keen, well-trained eye spots a skiver. there's this glazed look in her eyes.
That and the heat vision goggles.
Yes. She may have been away with the fairies, but she didn't know that you were the king of the fairies. Oh, that's just what I call you.
Come on, Oberon.
I was going to try and do an Oberon joke, but...
Could be worse, could be bad.
Wasn't that the name of Force Commander's horse in the Micronauts?
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah, you're not going to get one over on me that easily.
Where is Emily? Very good. Oh, it sank in. It got there. It made it.
She's
just a joke.
Yeah.
I've heard of her. I've never managed to actually catch one.
She's
sounds like Oberon.
Yeah, she's sat at her mixing desk, headphones on, staring blankly, swaying a bit.
Try one of these e-pills or something, I imagine. Emily.
I mean, normally when you catch sight of her, she's probably moshing frantically, so this is uncharacteristic behaviour.
God knows what she's taking. Is she often an imbiber of the old... devil's custard.
What?
Nick, can I just say, if you find yourself needing to move into a different career of a sort of criminal nature, please let someone else name the drugs. Got a bit
the
of
devil's
custard, if you know what I mean. What?
I think calling someone an imbiber of the old devil's custard just implies they have an improper relationship with their patron. I mean,
I do not believe anything is ever called the devil's custard.
I was trying to be cool.
That's where it always falls down, isn't it?
To be fair, I think in context... I get the impression that Robert would also be thinking it's probably called the devil's custard.
Quite possibly. Yeah.
There we are. Yeah. I think you actually were playing the character, Nicholas.
Exactly.
You're just
that,
being
yes.
Very, very kind, I think, Mark.
Yes. The old,
so what do you say, Mark?
She probably might smoke the odd spliff because she's in London and she's in the music scene, and she might occasionally take an E.
Is it something she would do at work?
No,
she's
definitely
never
not.
Seen her at work.
No, she's pretty professional.
Emily.
So.
Emily.
She is completely ignoring you.
I mean, I've got both cans on.
Pull the cans off. Emily.
He's taken off you. You need that.
Having a good time?
What
are we?
What? Where? No.
You can hear some kind of.
What was she listening to?
Chanty stuff kind of burbling out of the.
Oh.
Phones.
What is Emily? You're not planning to play this to the guests, are you?
No. Victoria.
Pull yourself together, Emily. Come on. This is a business here.
Oh.
If we fail here, we've been doing well, Emily. You've worked really well. We can't have this kind of.
Oh, music.
Are you all right?
Music fine. Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh.
Has she had a seizure or something? You can have absent seizures, can't you? Not absent. I'll give her a just cast an expert eye over her.
Yeah,
by expert I mean 50%.
Yeah.
If the tape is still playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I'm having a listen to what she was listening to.
My head is slowly going towards where.
Yeah. Are. She's approaching you.
Emily, press stop on the tape player.
Ooh.
And does she look medically.
Just like I said, a bit distracted.
Emily, come on. Take the tape out of the thing and put it in my pocket. We can have that back later.
You're just like a kindergarten teacher, you know, with bulging pockets of catapults and bang snaps and things. Kazoos. Water pistols.
All right, Emily, come on. I need you to focus now. Whoopee
cushion.
Focus. What's it say on the tape, anyway?
It says mixtape.
It was a mix. That would have been the time to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you didn't hear it, so
you read it, and so you, unless...
I know, that's why it would have been even funnier.
Yeah. Hey,
you got me
Kylie Minogue?
Sorry? Yeah, yes, who? Emily?
Just some but Kylie Minogue. Go on.
Emily, can you... I'll hand you over to my colleague, Emily.
No. You're listening to... They're going to come back on in a minute and they're playing chamber music. There's some...
Stevie Wonder?
Let me have a look for you. We'll sort it out for you. If you take a seat or take a, you know, a
food. Kristen Burke.
Jesus, no. Get out of here.
you're Emily, you start to kind of... Come back to your...
Okay, as I come back to it, basically I start turning around saying, I can give you some Clannad if you're desperate.
Fine, you're twisting my arm.
Really? Come on.
You get some tunes moving again. It's kind of drifted away from your original plan.
Emily, you're right. You need something to eat. What was going on?
That sounds... So strange.
Where did you get this tape from?
Oh, Vix had it. She was... Oh, I don't know. If Jason hasn't sacked her, it might be worth asking... where she had it. Oh, my head.
Are you okay?
Oh.
Emily, do you want me to get Vix to take over for tonight? Do you want to...
God, no. No, we'll just have... bloody fluff music all the way through.
I'm a little concerned what that might be.
For some reason, see you later.
I assume it's what comes on before the Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
It's Barry Manilow. Come on, we all know it.
Yeah.
Right.
Bit of the old Liberace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was sure he was Liberace.
You managed to keep things sufficiently on track that your reputation is not sullied.
Not Emily's finest hour then, but I am genuinely worried about a medical. We got Booper?
With our probably. Booper? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. You know,
Kristen hasn't got it. No, we haven't mentioned it to us
ever. Yeah. You do overhear Jason ranting slightly at Vic, but she seems to have got away with it. It's sort of making passive-aggressive, sarky comments. Okay.
I will go and when Vic is looking reasonably quiet, I will actually go upside, look to him and say, where did you get that tape?
There was a mixtape. Yeah.
Where?
It was off Dave.
Do I know who Dave is?
It's one of my mates.
Do I know Vix enough?
We got League of Gentlemen.
Hello there.
Yeah. Hello there.
think we might have the radio show.
No, you haven't. What year is it?
No, you haven't even got that.
That came out. 92. Oh, no, way before it.
Yeah.
She seems genuine.
About 10 years before that.
6 or 7, I think.
Was it, yeah, I think it was just after the
like 1960, oh, okay. Isn't it?
It was named after that film.
Oh, yes, there was a TV show, yes.
Well, there was an old radio series.
I was very disappointed when I realised there was a TV show and it was nothing like before. Yeah.
It wasn't quite... It's because their stage act was called that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
Yes. So, yeah. Do I know her? Do I know her socially at all? Would I have an idea?
You might have an idea who Dave is.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of her mates that she,
witches on about every so often.
Yeah.
Do you know where he got it? Did he make it?
No, it's it's some new thing. It's been going around a bit. Yeah, I think he...
It's odd. Not sure if it's good, not sure if it's crap, but it's odd.
Have you still got it?
No, Robert took it off me.
Kill him.
That's fine. Yeah, it's probably fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Basically, shut my eyes and can almost start hearing the sounds of it again.
Mm-hmm. She seems to be, I don't know, a bit vague about it at this point.
As though it's not as important to her as it was to me.
Maybe. Or at least it's not as important now.
Well, that's what it's like with a lot of pop music, isn't it? You know, you hear
it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's all right, but you forget it immediately. Yeah, forgettable. Hey, you wrap up the event, you pack things up, you head back to your respective... Holmes, is there anything you wish to do after tonight?
Well, I'll have a listen to the tape when I get home.
I'm
Bang and Olufsen.
So I'm in the transit van, mm-hmm. and I would have if I could, but I suspect I miss Robert.
Mm.
You all miss me, but
well, no. But
unfortunately, clipped a bollard as he was heading towards you.
Yeah. No, so I don't get the tape back. Which is something I was trying to do actively.
Yeah, it's unfortunately because you've got all this gear to sort out, you didn't have to bring very much, but you know, you've got to make sure it's all properly sorted. You probably do miss him this time, unfortunately.
Next time, gadget.
So, I'll
get you.
But it is very clear in your memory. Mm. And you were going to go to look up the Foley Library anyway.
Yeah. So I'll try and go to... I want to go to the Foley Library for that sound, but I also am now actively looking to see if I can pick up this sort of chanting. Can I remember any words?
It's not really... words type chanting.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, if you think about the type of music that was going around at that point.
Oh, God. The bloody. Yeah.
Ayokuwe, etc.
Could have been worse. It could have been a wimboe.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's sounds really more than a thing. But okay, so over the course of the next few days, you call into a couple of places you know that have music libraries and have some experts in music. Give me a research roll just to see how long it's going to take you.
Hang on a minute. Arse.
Going well, is it?
I roll No, I've rolled 15. I thought I actually might have got it. So I've got research of 10 because I've not got anything in it. But I've rolled 15.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's, you know where to look for this kind of stuff. So it actually, you know, you head down somewhere the next day. You manage to dig out some stuff that's similar enough, and you know who to ask about that. You go and consult someone who's doing some musicology, and I think I have heard some of this stuff before. Yeah, when you, you know, you're sort of humming bits of it and tapping. So, yeah, what's his name? Dufour. Yeah, Robin Dufour. Experimental, very experimental guy. Does a lot of weird stuff. Don't think he's been up to much recently. Haven't seen his name on a thing for a good few months now. But I mean, I think he's in London. You could, drop him a line and see if he knows anything. He might have released. I mean, yeah, maybe one of these, underground things. Not normally is his sort of thing, but yeah, he might have decided to move in that sort of direction.
Just awesome, and it's not my scene at all, but can't get it out of my head. It's like it keeps playing.
Well, yeah, some music's just like the old earworm, isn't it? It's
I'm playing.
That would be probably predating the term earworm.
I'm playing. No, we had earworms back in the 80s, mate.
Don't forget, Wrath of Khan did have actual literal earworms.
I think I've got some sort of details somewhere. They'll ferret around for a bit and find some catalogues and dig out an address and phone number for a studio. Where this guy Dufour has been or was working 6 months ago, at least.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, it's all right. I hope you managed to shake that off.
Yeah.
Listen to some real trash. That's normally, you know.
Well, yeah.
Normally clears out the old cobwebs.
Charlie, what? Might be a new. Metallica.
No, you want something that possibly. John Peel would only play very late in his show. Yeah. So that's a new one from Bicycle Enema there, you know.
To be fair, I don't think I ever heard Half Man Half Biscuit on anything other than John Peel.
Dickie Davis eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which one of these things should I give you? any of you particularly interested in the Queen?
Yes.
Not really.
Excellent. Nick.
Freddie's died about now, isn't he?
No. Hang on, 92, yeah.
No. Yeah. Heaven was 94. But that came out quite a while after.
Well, it was 91 was innuendo.
Yeah, it was 91 he died. Actually,
and
sorry, Shim.
No, it's fine. I think one of the things I need to work out is when to give out some of these things. But if you would like to grab handout Hello and also London Rag Handsy. In that order.
Okay.
I recommend everyone look at their Hello handout.
Subtle.
Mm-hmm. Thought so.
Oh my god. The Queen receives artistic trade. This is a page from Hello magazine. The Queen is often presented with some incredible gifts and tokens of appreciation But on Monday, she received a special delivery from the Commonwealth. The monarch, 66, jeez, that is a long time ago, isn't it? Was at home with Windsor at Windsor Castle when she greeted a delegation led by the president of the Nigerian Foundation of Traditional Art, Dr. Samuel Olumide, who is, he's the guy, isn't he?
He was.
She was presented with a beautiful shawl of traditional Adia cloth, that's fine, as well as a sculpture of a bearded ancestor spirit, a replica of an antique
that's
art
no
by the talented sculptor Chinya Adesina. Yeah, and the the small sculpture is kind of a green, maybe soapstone-like material.
No, it's glazed, I think.
Okay,
right. But it's a squatting figure with...
It's Cthulhu.
This ceramic sculpture of a tribal elder revives traditional art forms from two centuries ago.
I'm not reading the other bits.
Cause no, you don't need to, because it's lorem ipsum.
Melia faces the greatest challenge of laughter.
My God. Now, Chim, does that actually mean something in Latin?
No.
Okay,
good. I'm not that dedicated.
And it's wasted right. If your audience doesn't read Latin anyway.
Or if your audience is wasted.
Mark, do you want to do the Hansi handout, perhaps?
So the Queen
the
of...
The Hansi
yeah,
handout.
Chim, isn't this scenario treasonous?
Yes.
The Queen of England has been presented with a squat statue of Cthulhu. That's out of character knowledge.
Hansi.
Well, I can't see anything that says Hansi.
It's called Handout London Rag Hansi.
Her Madge gets Hansi with the help. A spokesman for Buckingham Palace confirmed that the Queen is in good health following widespread concern after reports that she appeared tired and characteristically on edge at yesterday's London Metropolitan Orchestra celebrations. Guests who attended the meal told the press that Her Majesty, normally very attentive, had seemed abstracted.
Would you not normally say distracted rather than abstracted?
It's direct quotes, so it doesn't have to be good.
Okay.
Right.
During their conversations and had immediately rejected the lemon calamari starter.
Shocking.
Despite her well-known fondness for seafood, it all sounded pretty fishy to us. She looked absolutely shocked, honestly, said one attendee who wished to remain anonymous. I thought she was feeling faint. She gripped the waiter's arm and told him to take it away quite sharply. It was very unlike
her.
My cousin. The Queen left the event shortly after the meal, closely escorted by Prince Philip and her servants. Sources close to the family assure the press that Her Majesty had merely been suffering from a slight cold. However, Charles is expected to represent the crown at events over the next couple of days.
Which certainly won't involve any foreigners, because we've learnt our lesson.
No, that was Philip, wasn't it?
No, well, Charles is all right.
Charles isn't too bad at this.
At this point, Charles
was all right.
He's not too xenophobic.
It was Philip who was the little
slitty eyes.
Mm.
Yes.
Have you been in this country long?
Yeah.
So
what was it you said to it? Like, how can you be a scout? You're too.
It's very mild.
It's probably a white person, so. You know,
that's probably it.
So, any others?
That is what Robert will have picked up for when he was at the hairdressers.
You've just got to keep it neat, haven't you?
Mm.
It doesn't look much like a beard to me, but
it's clearly not a beard.
Yeah. So you were planning to listen to the mixtape?
So two things. I'm intrigued that this name has cropped up again, Samuel. And it is high time I look this guy up properly.
Okay.
because there was something suspicious going on with Ernest Noirfort, and now he's close to Her Maj. And now Her Majesty's dodgy. But I'll listen to the mixtape while I'm researching on the internet.
Going to the library.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, just go ahead and give me a sand roll.
Come on, the DARPA net existed.
It wasn't great for researching this sort of stuff, though, was it?
No, we're
possibly pre hamster dance at this stage. I can't remember.
Maybe you're probably also definitely using Gopher. You might Mosaic might just about be
no
around.
Google.
I used Web Ferret, but
Emily, I forgot to ask you to make an unnatural roll when you listened to the tape the first time.
Yeah,
because
you do
zero.
Actually have 5% in unnatural to start with.
I remember.
I've got a natural of zero.
I can remember using Google when it was in beta at Berkeley.
Oh.
So I rolled. I would have done quite well, except that I rolled 41.
Ah, alas.
Except I rolled.
A couple of the characters have had weird experiences. In your case. Emily's case, the 1986 Cinnabar Screech concert in the old bicycle factory.
I've not had any weird experience. My sound, I got a sound of 64.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assumed that that
and
weird experience was actually just a thrash metal gig.
It was, but it was a weird thrash metal gig, and you got 5 unnatural out of it. You lose just 1 from the weird. It's very much not your cup of tea. This weird throbbing chanting stuff. This isn't music.
Jesus.
People are listening to this stuff.
What are the kids listening to today, eh?
I shall investigate. So I'll put the tape on the side and probably forget about it at that point.
That's fine.
There must have been something else wrong with Emily because there's nothing about this tape. That...
I suppose
that it is lingeringly disturbing if I've lost a point of sound. But I find that about most 90s music. So, I will then investigate Samuel Olamide in the papers.
You confirm he is the president of this foundation.
The Arts Foundation of
Traditional Art Foundation.
Is that based in London or in?
It's based in Nigeria. He is visiting for a few weeks, to attend various events and
try
so
and
on.
Recover some stolen art.
Perhaps. There's probably some. He is associated with the diplomats, so that there's
it's
probably
not,
some
don't
negotiation
the British
going
Empire
on.
Did it? Come on.
Give me a research role.
Okay. Probably not Robert's strength. No, it definitely isn't. But you never know. 1 in 10. It's not a terrible roll, but 29/10.
Yeah. So you get a few basics. You will find something about he was invited by Lady Delia Faircourt, who's a patron of the arts. He's associated with various artistic activities. There's some sort of he's planning to attend a reception in a few days. You see something about, but I mean, there's not that much stuff about him in the north. Quite possibly.
Possibly. Give him a ring.
Good evening.
Oh, hello. My name is Robert Bugle. I'm calling from.
This is a bugle call.
Company that I work for.
Paragon Sterling.
Oh,
it's
heard of you.
I just.
Oh, is it in regard to our recent message?
Yes. It was a little garbled. I wonder if you could just let me know on the phone. I'm just ringing back regarding it. But if you could.
Lady Faircourt was wondering if you might be able to supply some additional staff to support the catering and entertainment.
Yes, of course. What's the discuss fees contract?
Exactly, exactly.
Agree. Yes.
Yeah. You may remember Lady Delia Faircutt from such events as the boat you were on.
I've actually. Fuck you. sorry. I've written it down.
Excellent.
She was the nutter.
She was the other one who heard the sound.
She's the other weirdo. Yeah.
I did know who she was.
She'd have the dream and heard the sound as well.
Call Crispin, Emily, and Frank. Frank's off on a bender with his.
He's been sent to a different event.
He's on a gay cocaine bender in Amsterdam.
Possibly. I mean, it's an event. Team building. So what you probably do is you report to your manager. About this, and they say, yes, we were. Yes, we've got this thing.
He's never very busy.
It's always good to have you there, Robert. Yes, sir. Yes, if we'll have a word with, Dale, team leader, and if your team's available, then
definitely
that'll be good. It's a bit short notice for everyone.
Oh, I'll answer the phone on the second ring.
Squeeze it in.
I would go for the first, but I don't want to seem too needy. Oh, damn it's you,
hi,
is
Crispin.
It? Damn it, I thought it... I was expecting it.
It's not a call, mate, Crispin. But while you're waiting for your big break, I have got a bigger break.
Oh, good for you.
How do you feel about Lady Diana Faircutt in 2 days?
Depends, what am I doing to her?
Crispin, it's funny, but...
Just to jiggle her. Everywhere I go.
It's before the phone hacking scandal, I guess. Chris, I could just use your, your skills.
Yes, sure. Usual pitiful rates, I suppose.
No, but if, I've heard there'll be, some influential characters there, so it might be a way to,
But you've been saying this for quite a long time. I must admit, I haven't got a single job out of one of these jobs.
Crispin, think of the exposure.
Decades and decades of exposure for artists.
Brilliant. See you then. Great. Thanks, Crispin. Usual time.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
And I'll pop Emily a whistle.
God, somebody could have called while I was on that call.
Is this pre-call waiting?
He won't afford that, will he?
Emily,
it's possibly pre-147. It is definitely pre-147.
Well, you could certainly do it when I was a vet, but that was 90. I'm sorry, Shim.
It's all right. Hey, it's Alex. Emily's out.
Oh, if you could. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Yeah, talk, yeah, all right.
Not interesting.
Bit busy, yeah.
How is... that's not what I'm saying. I'm just doing that.
It'd be great if you couldn't stop yourself running through everything that runs through your head, though, wouldn't it? And you do actually say it, but you've no idea that you've said it out loud.
Welcome to Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, she should be free, yeah.
Great, all right. Good. You haven't been... is Emily all right? Because the other night she... I don't know where you are, Alex. She just sort of zoned out a little bit at work. And I know I'm a bit hard on the staff sometimes, but she's normally pretty focused when she's...
I think she's a bit short on sleep. She's been having a lot of weird dreams. She's fine.
You think she'll be all right?
Yeah. Nothing to worry about.
It's quite an important piece of work that isn't a gig. I can't remember what we decided was the correct term for it.
No, I'm sure she'll be fine. I'll let her know when she comes back. She just popped to the library.
Library?
Music library down at the college.
Oh, music library.
Yeah.
All right.
Just feeling worried that the staff might be doing some education. No, they mustn't learn.
That's how they escape.
The workers control the means of the production, I ask you. If she needs that tape back, I have it, by the way. Awful bloody
tape
thing. Oh, what were they called? I was just a mixtape, but it was something she was listening to. She said,
"Oh, all right, I'll let her know." Okay. You make your arrangements.
Cool. If I can pop over to Robert DeFore's place of work and or home, I will try and do that prior to. But I'm not sure time wise.
Speaking of time wise, how are we doing?
It's half past, basically.
Yeah. Shall we pause it for there?
We can do. So, Shim, this 4-hour for the car.
Yeah, I put it down as 5 hours.
Yeah, I think you're going to need to have less option for people to just investigate because they've got no particular reason to, and more drivers kicked in there as far as a sort of con scenario goes.
That is what I need.
And possibly don't try to get somebody like us to play test it for time.
Yeah. Well, no, actually,
it's good to get the feedback there.
Where that really pulled us in, the creatures under the sea in it. That was a really good start, sort of in media res almost. But it needs
slows down a bit.
Well, you've got too many options that will take lots of time, and you can't really give people that time.
Hmm. All right, I'll try and pare things down a bit.
Unless you can give out some of those handouts, there needs to be a better reason. So you almost want to have it that you've got a timeline, and then as things, because a lot of those handouts are from the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as that particular day comes along, right, in the paper you read, you happen to notice this.
Yeah.
You notice this.
Yeah.
You notice this.
That might be better before, like, almost before the opening, so we're already primed to be like something weird going on. Oh, that's connected with something in my life. Now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thought.
But they're not quite connected.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Actually, yes, that would be quite nice. So basically, here's your handout. Sorry, here's your character.
Mm-hmm.
And here are a couple of handouts of things that your character happens to have spotted
think much of, but then...
Yeah.
Yeah, because a con scenario, it's different assumptions. You know, people know that they've got to be given a bit of more of a focused setup.
Yeah.
I'll try and work on that.
You know the way that we basically can waffle. You know, let's be honest about it. 6 months in a bloody lift. So, that is, we are the archetypal wafflers.
Mm-hmm.
To basically do it so that if we were there, even we would be focused.
Well, let's not set him an impossible challenge. But I think you know where you're
going. Well, yeah.
It is the classic cock tension of why would my character...
Please never say cock tension again. Could I ask that?
You can ask it.
You can ask it, but you know it's gonna. He will cock tense him soon as look at you.
I've got...
Yeah. We've got slightly further than I thought we might.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it definitely needs...
I think once we hit the first Jimmy Mulville anecdote, your heart was probably sinking.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm also conscious I'm not, like, short, punchy scenarios are not really a thing I'm very good at. So.
It's nice. You like to sort of sit back and watch his roleplay.
Yeah, exactly.
But for a con game, you probably do need to push it.
You need to just take the highlights and it just be the highlight. You almost... At the moment...
I'm not saying... What was it Neil Young used to say when he's roleplaying? He's just, get on with it! perhaps a bit much the other way.
You almost want to do the fast show.
Mm.
You know, just have
Cairo.
Actual quick gags. Yes.
But it's partly stuff like I need to find a more natural way to get the stuff about the monoliths, for example, to kind of cram that in there.
If we're normal London protagonists, just not going to... We're very self-focused, and it takes a lot to pull you out of that. So I think the opening is really good at doing that. You need a bit more stuff like that.
That worked well, but okay. So how about that? There's been a couple of maybe art shows or something at one of the museums or something that a couple of us might have actually gone to prior to that possibly, and you know, my dream or whatever.
Yeah,
that could have been triggered by my going to a gallery where some of the stuff is basically, you know, is on display or so on and so forth, and basically just have it, because exactly as Nick was saying, the boat was brilliant. We need more. It needs to be that tempo all the way through.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right. I think
for
I can.
A con game, yeah.
I think but, I can but, shift but, the monolith stuff to something that's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, but hopefully, I mean, like I say, I mean,
go on.
Can I just say it's brilliant? It's really, really
it's
good.
A really good.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, no, and also, I actually really like my, my character, because possibly I may work with somebody who's quite similar to us.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you old bastards.
Send me your recordings.
Indeed. And hope everyone is at least vaguely feeling better. Come the borrow.
Yeah, good luck to all.
Well, copious amounts of the devil's custard to you all.
Indeed.
Oh, God. Bye.